To use ArcGIS help tools from ArcGIS Pro, there are two different ways to access the help. Up here in the top right-hand corner is in Pro, you have the question mark, view help. So if I click on that, web browser pops up with the ArcGIS Pro help. Or if you go to project and then click on the help, it brings up the same help. Now, in the lesson plan, we are trying to find, we're supposed to go to maps and scenes and interact with maps and scenes. So this article here basically tells you all the tools on exploring the map, how to zoom in and out, how to use bookmarks, and just general navigation within ArcGIS Pro tools. And as you can see, there's a lot here to read. And when you get the chance, I highly recommend that you kind of go through this and really get familiar with, you know, how using the mouse in the application, you know, how things work and function. Another thing to notice here is at the top of the article, there's ArcGIS Pro 3.6. That's the latest and greatest ArcGIS Pro. We are using 3.37. And as you can see, that's no longer available. So, but you know, you can switch to the version that is more suited for what you're using. And it's for some of these tools, not much has changed from version to version. But then when you start looking for other tools, geoprocessing tools, there may have been a lot of new enhancements. So sometimes it's very important to know what version of ArcGIS Pro you're on. To find that out, if you go back to project, to ArcGIS Pro, and go to project, and if you go to about, here you can see our product information, ArcGIS Pro 3.36. So that's the version of ArcGIS Pro that you have installed. So that's always kind of a good thing to know on how to find out what version of Pro am I working on. But again, going back to the help, you know, read through the article, see, you know, how do I zoom in and out? How do I explore? How do I view pop-ups and all that good stuff? Another thing is if you have a general question, you can just pull up a web browser and type it in and add ArcGIS Pro to the end of it so it kind of knows where you're searching for, and it'll bring up a lot of different articles out there pertinent to that subject that you're looking to research. Going back to here, you have your navigate toolbar on the ribbon under the map tab. So if you go to explore, you know, now I can click on something and it'll bring up the pop-up. And as you can see in the pop-up, you know, here's my pavement area and then also the orthophoto. So there are ways. So if you hit the arrow under the explorer, now you can change to different options. So if I do the topmost layer, it's only going to give me whatever layer is at the very top. So in this case, it should be speed limits. And that's what it brought up. we were on visible, so selectable layers. So that kind of goes back to, you know, what did I make in selection? So the only thing I have selected is pavement area. So if I select, do that to selectable, I can click on here. It's not giving me anything. Select it in contents. Now this is pretty cool. So if I select on pavement area, that's what it'll return. Select streets major. That's what it will return. So it's kind of slick in being able to control what it is a pop-up will come onto. So one other cool feature is the locate button. So let's say there, you know, I know that somewhere that I'm working on. So we're going to go to West Spearhead Road is what I'm looking for.